It's time for You Better You Bet with Nick Kostos and Ken Barkley. They bring you the betting insight, laughs, and some rants along the way.
I think there's sometimes about like Kingsbury and Jimmy Garoppolo, like guys like that. They're both really good looking. They're both really tall and they're both really rich. Imagine being like that. You walk into a room. There could be like a beautiful women in the room, and like you are the best looking person in the room.
We'll give you an edge to beat the spread and so much more.
The offensive runs above replacement. The two best players so far are Mike Trout and Aaron Judge. They're two of the three favorites. And Ohtani, who's this unicorn player, is the third. So this is a market that's like functioning pretty well. It's pretty efficient. The drop on Judge is what has made it efficient.
What do we call that? Wagertainment. It's You Better You Bet from BetQL.
Yes, indeed it is. You Better You Bet. Nick Kostos, Ken Barkley, we're here with you on the BetQL network, where every game is game seven, including a couple of hockey games tonight that we can't wait for, and you get no hot take BS, just the bets and just the sports. Live in the plethora of places, Odyssey.com, the Odyssey app, BetQLnetwork.com, the BetQL app, Odyssey stations nationwide as part of the BetQL network, YouTube.com/Odyssey Sports, Twitch.tv/BetQL. As Ken and I are here to bring you the wagertainment up until 7 p.m. Eastern, as we talk all things sports betting. Proudly presented today and always by the Bet River Sportsbook, your hometown sportsbook. Get those bets in on BetRivers.com and the Bet Rivers app. And by BetQL, all the tools you need to take down the sportsbooks. BetQL.com and the BetQL app on this tremendous Thursday, May 26, 2022. Twitter, You Better You Bet. Instagram, YBYB Sports. I am on both, The Kostos. Ken, your favorite handicapper's favorite handicapper on Twitter, at Lockie Lockerson. I'm sorry, every so often I'll like look up at the screen that I have on here during the open, and it's, what's the NBA, NBA Today is the NBA show that ESPN
has? That's the
has.
ESPN NBA show, yep.
Yeah, and Malika Andrews has a Panama hat on, and it's really great, and I think she's really great.
She
and sometimes
won
a,
congrats to her on her sports Emmy last night, or 2 nights ago, I'm sorry, that was Tuesday
she's
night.
She's awesome.
She's very good. She went out for like emerging new talent or whatever the... Whatever the Emmy, it's like basically like up and coming, like star, basically, right? I think Maria Taylor's won it before. I forget a couple other people at ESPN.
Kind of ridiculously cool outfit on. If you have like she literally has a Panama hat on right now while she's doing NBA Today. It's
what are they talking about? How awesome Celtics Heat has been? Right.
the Chiron says, "Is Jason Tatum now?"
Oh, okay. I was gonna say it's got to be the Kyrie report. Got to be.
Oh, well, Durant hasn't talked to the team. It just started, so it's Celtics Heat right now.
Right, but I wonder how long they stay on that, because there are juicier topics to be talking about if you're on that show. Westbrook demands a trade. Durant hasn't talked to the team. Kyrie not going to get a max offer. Should be plenty for the old NBA Today crew.
It's really amazing. All the best NBA content is like stuff that has nothing to do with the two horrendous
right
being played right.
Right
now. Two terrific
look
guests.
Look forward to not doing it. Look forward to doing nothing about it.
We'll be talking about the boring stuff, which is the games that are actually being played. Go figure. Two terrific guests on a tremendous Thursday. Mike Gallagher established the run. He comes on every Thursday. You know him, you love him, to talk about, you know, these NBA series. Liam McHugh is also going to join us. We had him on the show last week. He was awesome. The host of Turner Sports Coverage of the National Hockey League, talking the three remaining series in the Stanley Cup playoffs and looking ahead to the conference finals in the East and the West. Plus, badass basketball betting breakdown. Can the Heat win or cover in Game 6 after they got jackhammered in Game 5? We will break down what we saw last night in the Eastern Conference Final and spin it forward. It looks like Boston very likely to advance to the NBA Finals. We've been blowing it off all week. Today, we are going to talk about the Cleveland Browns. For people that are watching the show right now on YouTube, Twitch, the Odyssey app, the BetQL app, Ken Barkley is wearing Browns orange in honor of the Cleveland Browns. We will discuss this team. Are they actually like a top five team potentially in the National Football League this season? We will get into the Cleveland Browns. We'll talk about last night's game with the Blues and the Avalanche. We'll spin it forward to game number 6 coming up tomorrow night on Friday night. We are in the midst of celebrating college football. We are excited for college football. We can't wait for college football. And Ken Barkley will debut V1.0, version 1.0 of his talent scores for the upcoming college football season. If you're a newer listener, newer viewer, we weren't involved last year when we did this. We're going to explain what it is. And when I say we, I mean Ken. And we will find out kind of like what it means and how we can apply it to betting college football coming up this season. It is an absolute must watch and must listen if you're going to bet college football. And you know who's going to bet college football this year? 100% of people listening and watching this show right now. Memorial Day is coming up on Monday.
Americans.
Barrington. Yeah. We will all pick our ideal cookout plates. Here's how it's going to go. One protein. I guess you could go a vegan option also. One protein, one side, one dessert, one beverage. Construct the ideal outdoor cookout plate in honor of Memorial Day coming up on Monday. Power Hour, final hour of the show. National Hockey League bets in the two games coming up tonight. Major League Baseball, NBA side total props, Game 5 with the Warriors and the Mavs. And Nikki Football returns to You Better You Bet with analysis and bets, plural.
Wow, plural.
For Liverpool and Real Madrid, Saturday in France. We're locked and loaded. Tremendous Thursday. Ken Barkley, how we doing?
I'm doing great. For people who live here in the Northeast, the weather is just 10 out of 10. That's the 10 weather day. It was today, yesterday, finally, which is excellent.
It's too cold to be a 10, at least where I'm at. It's a little cold.
It's, I think it's 74 here today, something like that.
Oh, so. It's like 60. It's like 64 here. Okay, so you got
it a little
better.
It's good. Mowed the lawn earlier. So, everything like non-sports-wise, just like a great time of year. Weather's awesome. A lot of people starting to get ready to go on vacation. We're like planning out a lot of our trips for the rest of the season. Sports wise, I'm really excited for tonight. And as I was doing an interview a couple hours ago, I guess, or whatever. And the first question, I know you do a ton of media during the week. First question's always about NBA. If it's just like a generic sports betting interview or whatever, it's like, hey, what are we doing with this game? What'd you make of the game last night? Kind of how we start our show. And eventually I got to the interview, my last interview today. And I just go, you know, I gotta be honest.
You get good questions. I feel like from the shows you go on. I feel like Eminem, whatever that song is, when it starts with him going, you know, a lot of people ask me stupid bleeping questions. That's how I
what
feel.
What song is that? What Eminem song know. Is that?
It's on the second Marshall Mathers LP.
It's on Marshall Mathers LP?
Yeah.
Okay.
I think it's, I'm just Marshall Mathers.
I'm a criminal.
Maybe it's that. And it starts with a lot of people ask me stupid bleeping questions. It's a great line.
Oh, okay.
Anyway, please
that's
continue.
Bad. Well, I was just going to say, and I know you've been on this for a little bit, but I, like Mr. NBA, had to basically start one of these interviews by saying, you know, like it's like Celtics Heat, like, what do you think? And I was like, I got to be honest, I don't want to bet on this series. I just go, can we talk about hockey? I was like, I'm really excited for tonight. And this is, you're the inspiration for this. I know you went on BetMGM tonight last night. And I think I saw a couple quotes that came out of that. You and I were talking about this to close the show. I can't remember a time in my sports fandom where I've been so excited to not watch the NBA or like so unexcited to watch it during like the closing rounds of the playoffs and instead looking for like anything else to consume my attention. It just happens to be hockey this year because of the way the schedule is organized. It just was such a bizarre place right now. And there were parts of last night's game. We'll get into the actual game next segment, but the amount of times Mike Breen almost in a giddy fashion had to be like, we have a game. Like, oh my God, like going to break every time was like, please come back.
They are so bored, dude. Like, yes. It is a tough watch right now.
It's really, really brutal. And to go from that, just the juxtaposition of that game and Blues Avalanche on at the same time. And we'll get to the betting impact of both games in this hour, but just the viewing impact and just like how we consumed sports last night. I mean, like you turn the channel to Blues Avalanche, you have trouble getting your finger to change the channel to something else. Like you stick on it because it's so interesting. And so, I mean, just the speed of the Avalanche when you watch them play is just so ridiculous.
How about that McKinnon goal?
Yeah, I mean, just absurd, right? You made a great comparison right on Twitter.
Well, I said it was like, you know, there were some of the great clips of like Roberto Baggio or Diego Maradona.
Well, the Maradona one is like the most famous like run ever. Yeah. So
I wanted to give some shine to Roberto Baggio, who also, and everyone like this is neither here nor there.
Did everybody make a PK joke or something? Or like,
but like, that's the thing. It's like Roberto Baggio is one of like the greatest soccer players of all time, but like he skied the penalty kick at the end of the 94 final against Brazil. And that's what he's remembered for. Meanwhile, it's like one of the great goal scorers of all time and also rocked like a tremendous like ponytail / mullet at the end of his career playing in Serie A.
Entering was it the 94 World Cup? Was that the
he dated Madonna, I think.
Oh, really?
He's
so we had
Roberto
Maradona
Baggio.
And a guy who dated Madonna? That's pretty good.
Yeah. Well, Roberto Baggio was definitely now.
He has to, but I'm saying, like, would he have like in 1994, entering the World Cup, if Who's Now was around in 1994,
would he have been the soccer
player? Oh, well, Jordan was playing baseball, right?
Jordan was playing. Well, yes, that was the year because the Knicks beat the Bulls finally, and it took seven games.
So he would have announced like that he was leaving to pursue a baseball career that summer, right? So they would have lost.
But Baggio was the, and that's also the baseball strike year.
Oh yeah, Baggio could have won Who's Now. definitely.
I don't know if he would have won. Who's now? Let me think. Well, what was? Oh,
would like,
Steve
would
Young,
like Mark,
Steve
would
Young.
Like Mark Messier have been in the Final Four?
I'll tell you what, Messier definitely would have been up there. Rangers won. That was a huge story, obviously.
Yeah, Pavel Bure was he dating?
Bure was Candace Cameron, right?
Yeah, right. He's off-field buzz. Pavel Bure was like big time. He would have.
Well, Pavel Bure was like handsome Russian, and was stopped by Mike Richter on the penalty shot in the Stanley Cup Final.
Right. 94. Who's now? Yeah, baseball. Like, so who had? So the who had won the previous year? The Blue Jays. Did they win the year before that?
Blue Jays won 92 and 93.
Right. But so I mean, like,
beat the Braves the first time, and then Joe Carter had the walk off homer against Mitch.
Right. I was gonna say, like, was Joe Carter gonna be in Who's Now? Like, I mean, I probably wouldn't have advanced very far, right? It feels like, I feel like his off field buzz wasn't great.
93 would have. And it would have to be one of the Cowboys, probably. And that was they went back to back in 92 and 93.
Oh,
and that would be my guess.
Yes.
Or absolutely. Jordan would have just won in 93.
Yeah. It would have been interesting with Jordan playing baseball. I'm saying, like, I think there might have been an opening for Roberto Baggio. Like, this, he might have, if only Who's Now had been around in the early 90s to perfectly capture his sports stardom, that would have been a great thing.
It started with the Nathan MacKinnon goal, which was tremendous. You were making the point that it was like must watch last night with the Avalanche.
Yeah, absolutely. And just you couldn't like click off of it, basically. And then you put on Heat Celtics, and I'm like, I mean, I would have done my taxes during Heat Celtics just to be productive. Like, I was thinking of things to do while it was on, because I was like, well, I have to watch this. We've come too far. Like, I have to watch this. It might actually be dramatic. I don't even really care who wins anymore. So I was like doing a lot of work on college football down here. I was upstairs, like I was trying to, you know, put the kids to bed. We're doing dishes. We're doing all kinds of stuff. I was like trying to think of things to do while this game was on, because watching possession by possession was just brutal. I mean, absolutely brutal. So just a bizarre May, honestly, in that way, at least from a sports standpoint.
Yeah, but like, I mean, the hockey's been so good. It was great last night. I'm ridiculously
tonight is
excited.
Just, I mean.
Are you in on the Rangers?
Yeah. Oh yeah, I'm just as, like, to tonight. Support the show. Yeah, just to support the show. I don't have like a strong opinion on it, but I had a game four. I was with you big time.
So. Did you bet Ranger series or no?
I have not bet the series. I'm just betting. I bet game four for a lot. One, and now we will take a little bit of that and bet game five.
What about and are you going to bet Edmonton in the game tonight? Or are you just going to like roll with the
I
series?
I think I might bet Calgary like puck line.
Okay. Or what about
Calgary? And then Edmonton gets them in six. I think maybe we get that.
I'll tell you what. I am going to be, what day is today? Thursday. So then game six would be Saturday. And I'm going to be
Saturday.
And I'm going to be away for a wedding this weekend. And
is the wedding on? What time is the wedding?
It's on Sunday.
Oh, okay. So what are you doing Saturday?
We will be at the destination. We are leaving on Saturday morning to drive there. We are having dinner with like all our friends on Saturday night. And then the wedding is on Sunday. And then we drive back on Monday. But like,
do
I am going to be at wedding.
That game will be Saturday.
It's definitely going to be, it's going to be at night.
It's got to be like, well, it might be hockey.
You know
they don't
what?
Even move it around. It might be late.
Well, I was going to say, because like it's Saturday night, like range, unless
they TBD
Rangers
still,
is on.
Because it's
both games.
Well, why
are
would
Saturday?
It be TBD still? Yeah, they're both Saturday. So why wouldn't they just set them? Because they both have to be. Oh, because
the Rangers
the
will be
might,
on at 7. Edmonton will be on at 9:30.
Because we don't know if the Oilers are going to play. That's why. So my guess is if the Oilers win, then the Rangers take like 8 o'clock would probably be my guess. But if both games are played. Would Rangers be during the day?
Never. Not on Saturday.
I don't know. Hockey's
Sunday.
Pretty dumb. They might put
on
stuff
Sunday,
they had stuff during the day last weekend.
Yeah. It was Colorado St. Louis.
No. Tampa was on at like 1 p.m.
Oh,
the
Tampa was the Saturday. Yeah. No.
Oh,
yeah. Colorado,
oh,
Louis.
Yes. Tampa
no,
was
but
on
that
at
was
1
a
o'clock,
Sunday,
I think.
But that was on Sunday, though.
Right. But that's what I mean, though. Like, NBA's not putting 1 o'clock conference semis, conference finals on Sundays.
But I think Tampa was only on Sunday at 1 o'clock because there was a triple header.
Right, but I just mean like hockey is willing to schedule their sports at like early and late times that the NBA would never do at that round.
Or
like NBA's 3:30 or later on Sunday, you're never getting an early start for the playoffs.
Yeah, fair enough.
Well, for later rounds of the playoffs.
And like all the people I'm going to be with are all Rangers fans. So like,
oh man,
like Rangers clinching. Oh baby. Oh,
and then like, baby. And then that game ends. Everyone's excited, and then you're like, and now the real main event, and everyone's like, "Nah, we're good." Like,
but like, if it gets, and I hope it does, and I hope Edmonton wins tonight. Like this entire group I'm with, everyone will bet Edmonton with me.
9:30 start if the Rangers, if their both series take place on Saturday. That's
Edmonton
a great Saturday night. You're on vacation for a weekend. Wedding's the next day. 9:30 Oilers game.
Oh man,
what a
black
life.
Out.
Yeah. Oh, what a night.
Late May in 2022. What's Ronaldinho up to?
He's at the pyramids.
That's funny, but Rick tweeted that to us before. I went back and listened, and I watched it first on YouTube, and then I listened to the Ronaldinho part of the show yesterday, and I laugh out loud the entire time while it's happening.
God bless that bracket and webpage for still existing. It's giving us so much content.
Ronaldinho against Ronaldinho, Kobe Bryant. You know?
who's now?
Who's it's just God bless. All right, quick break. Just getting started. Tremendous Thursday on the other side. Badass basketball betting breakdown. We'll talk game 5, Celtics and Heat, and talk game 6, Celtics and Heat.